I'd wait till afterwards to see if that, but it's just me.
Lord, we thank you for Richard. We thank you so much that he and Leanne are here with us. We pray for his ministry, their ministry amongst us. Be with him now as he speaks your word to us. We ask all this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Go for it.
So as Keith has said, I'm Richard. I'm the new curate here. And I'm sure I'll get to know all of you eventually, and I might even remember your names at some point. It takes me quite a while. But I thought I'd start with just telling you a little fact about me. It's not particularly interesting, but it's related to the story, and that's that I'm a bit of a collector. Not of anything of any value, but I do enjoy building up collections of small, useless things. One of those will be bottle caps, the metal bottle caps on top of glass bottles. I never do anything with them. They just build up and up in a pot, generally on the shelf somewhere. Sometimes they overflow. Until I run out of space, I get pretty frustrated, I throw them away, and then I start all over again. There is literally no point to it, but I can't seem to stop myself. And today's story is called The Rich Farmer. But it seems to me that he is less of a farmer and more like a compulsive collector. Not of bottle caps, but of food. Corn, cabbages, and carrots. Over several years, he builds up and up his stores of food, therefore needing to build bigger and bigger and more extravagant barns. But just like me and my bottle caps, the farmer never does anything at all with his massive collection. All he does is store it up and up and up until one day he runs out of time. He dies and is no longer able to do anything with what he has collected for himself for so long. Now, when I read this story, and I don't know, you may feel the same, it can seem like quite a severe story. We can feel a little bit sad for the farmer. Perhaps we feel sorry for him because we think he has worked really hard and deserves to enjoy what he has collected. Perhaps we feel that life has treated him a bit unfairly. Perhaps we think that God has treated him a bit unfairly. We may feel sorry for the man. And it's interesting because God also feels sorry for the man. But I feel that God's reason for feeling sorry is very different from ours. Our pity, and certainly my pity for the man, is often focused on his possessions. We think surely he should have been allowed to enjoy what he had worked so hard for. It is such a shame he didn't get to do so. But God feels sorry for the man, not because of the enjoyment of the possessions that he missed out on, but because the man missed out on the joy of blessing others with what he had been blessed with. He missed out on using those possessions to bless others. He just stored things up and up and up and never actually used them. Despite all the possessions and riches that the farmer had gathered together, God sees the farmer as a poor man. The rich farmer, the parable named The Rich Farmer, was actually a poor farmer because he had not experienced the joy of seeking a better relationship with God, and he had not made loving God and loving others his focus in life. He was solely focused on collecting riches for himself, riches that he never got to enjoy. Like my bottle caps sitting in a pot on the shelf, waiting to be used, it never happens. They are just discarded. Nothing ever is done with them. It's interesting to note in the story that the farmer was already a rich man, long before his harvest became huge and bigger and bigger. The rich farmer didn't actually require all the benefits of the plentiful harvest, the rich soil, the high-growing corn. He was not in desperate need of food. He had plenty. And he would have been able to be generous to others if he had wanted to do so. He should have been able to bless others with what he had been blessed with, sharing his own riches with those around him. Instead, he was a selfish farmer as well as a rich farmer. storing up more and more every year, planning a big party to celebrate his own success. That party never happened. He had the bigger and grander barns, but he never got to enjoy his possessions. As the picture showed, the animals, the birds, and the rabbits got to enjoy them instead. And the mistake of the rich farmer was not in being rich. He had been blessed with good soil and fast-growing corn. His riches were a blessing to him, given to him. He hadn't really worked hard for the rich soil and the good corn. They had been given to him. The farmer's mistake was seeking the wrong thing, seeking more and more possessions to store up and hide away in a barn, rather than seeking a better relationship with God and being generous with what he had been given, giving it to others. Because of his attitude, his life was focused on the collecting of possessions. But God saw him as he really was, not a rich farmer with plenty of riches and treasures and food, but a poor farmer, poor for a lack of riches in God, poor for a lack of relationship with God, and possibly poor for a lack of relationship with other people as well. And I guess the thing that I start questioning myself when I read this passage is, what are the things that I store up? The things we seek more and more of, in my case, bottle caps, but I'm sure there are some more important things that I seek to store more and more of. Do we seek God and a better relationship with him? Or do we seek more things, more possessions, more of the things that we have already been given? Do we seek more blessings for ourselves, rather than using what we have already been given, what we have been blessed with by God, to bless other people? In Luke chapter 10, Jesus is asked how someone might inherit eternal life. And the answer that was given to him, as a suggestion, was a combination from Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, and Leviticus 19, verse 18. And the answer was, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." If we are seeking to store up anything else other than love for God and others, we are as foolish, as silly, as poor as the rich farmer, who chose to store up possessions that he did not get to enjoy, rather than storing up a love for God and a love for others, which the parable says is the true treasure and riches, being rich in God. Maybe we need to take a look at the barns that we have built, how grand they may be or how small they may be, and to look at what we are storing inside. What blessings has God given you? The rich farmer had good soil and fast-growing crops. We may have a variety of things. We may have rich soil and good crops if we're a farmer. We may have money. We may have an excess of time. We may, as a church, have buildings to use. We may, as individuals, have skills that we have been given. But are we storing up those blessings for ourselves in our bigger and bigger barns? Or are we being generous with the blessings we have been given? Perhaps if we are simply collecting blessings for ourselves and building bigger and bigger barns every year, we need to check what our focus is in life, what our attitude is to the things that we have been given. For only when our focus is on our love of God and love of others will we be able to use what we have been blessed with to pass on to other people. When we desire a better relationship with God first, we can become truly rich in God, rather than being poor in an abundance of blessings, abundance of possessions, an abundance of time or buildings or skills. If we find that we are building bigger and bigger barns to store more and more things, perhaps we need to consider whether we should give more out, whether we should find other people to bless with. Perhaps the rich farmer needed to look around him and see whether there's anyone who needed the food rather than just storing it. Maybe I need to look around and see if anyone needs any bottle caps. Do come and find me afterwards. But we should consider what it is that we've been given and how we can use it to bless others and seek first our love for God and love for others. Let us pray. Father God, provider, thank you for the many blessings you have given to each one of us. Help us to see and realize what these blessings are, whatever they might be, and not simply store them up for ourselves and build bigger barns for ourselves. But out of our love for you and our love for others, help us to use them to bless the people around us. Help us to be rich in you. Help us to be generous with what you have given to us, so there isn't a need to build bigger and bigger barns, but a need to see the people around us as you see them. Help us to see how we can use our blessings, individually and as a church, to bless those people you have put around us. Amen.